It's the 24th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Kempston man has been found dead in his home after being assaulted the night before. Mickey Havill, founder of CAF to Connect, a much-loved member of the community, was victimised on the night of the 13th of May outside a store in Kempston's Bedford Road. The following evening, concerns from members of the public prompted a call to the police, who discovered the body at the premises. A murder investigation is now underway and Beds Police are looking for persons with any information. A man was detained on suspicion of murder but has since been released on bail. In a social media post, Kempston's Church of Transfiguration wrote that Mickey was a great friend to many and a great encourager and motivator. We will miss you greatly. Prayers for your family and friends. Elephant faecal samples from ZSL Whipsnade Zoo in Dunstable are helping scientists to study wild elephant populations, their migratory patterns and genetic data. The information will assist researchers studying the herds in Asia and Africa in order to prevent the extinction of the species. Welcome to Luton were words made up of large white letters in a private field as part of a prank close to the commercial aircraft approach to Gatwick Airport. The message placed by Max Fosh for his YouTube channel causes momentary confusion for some air travellers, leading them to believe they might be landing at the wrong airport. The 27-year-old was given permission to display the sign for the next 6 weeks. Mr. Fosh's YouTube channel boasts almost a million subscribers. Say Donuts, an idea conceived during the first lockdown in 2020, opened their new cafe on Mill Street in Bedford over the weekend. Previously housed in Bedford's Glenmore Business Park, their new, more central location is perfect for Bedfordians to soothe that sweet tooth. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.